Earlier this year, a bill to overhaul Pennsylvania's charter schools law fizzled in Harrisburg. Now public school advocacy group Public Citizens for Children and Youth spotlights the growth of a cyber charter spending in the state. WHYY's Laura Benchoff reports.
Educating public school students at cyber charters is now nearly a $500 million industry in Pennsylvania. Donna Cooper is the executive director of Public Citizens for Children and Youth.
There has been a slow, steady growth in cyber charter enrollment across the state, and it's continuing to drain resources from every district.
Districts pay tuition to cyber charters for each student enrolled. Her group crunched this year's charter school enrollment numbers against how much school districts pay to arrive at the total cost. In terms of growth, suburban and urban districts in southeastern PA are spending an average of a third, or $42 million more, on cyber charters than they were 5 years ago. But Bob Fafich, executive director of the Pennsylvania Coalition of Public Charter Schools, a pro-charter group, points out enrollment isn't the hot-button issue.
The more important issue that some people raise is that cost reasonable relative to the cost of the cyber school?
Drew Bishop, the business administrator for Palisades School District in Bucks County, says that means there are a lot of expenses represented in the tuition that cyber charters don't have.
Athletics, music and strings, engineering and robotics.
Combined with rising pension and health care costs, Bishop says cyber tuition drives up property taxes. And don't look at your tax bill now, but the state pension board recently voted to raise school districts' pension contributions more than expected next year. For WHYY, I'm Laura Benchoff.